Jesus' blood, why was it necessary?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of a new video on the life and legacy of Charles Darwin.
The book of Genesis can actually shed light on why Jesus had to die on the cross for us. Let's first go to the book of Hebrews. It says there that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. Now, if you think about it, when Adam, the head of the entire human race, rebelled against his holy creator, he forfeited his right to live. God placed on him and all of us the judgment of death. But God wants us to spend eternity with him. But how? Well, since the first representative head brought sin and death into the world, we would need a new representative to pay the penalty for sin. But the one to pay it couldn't be a sinner like us. He had to be perfect. And God's wonderful solution? Wow, Christ, the sinless Son of God, became a man, a perfect man, who suffered the penalty for sin and shed his blood. God the Father raised him from the dead as proof that this sacrifice was accepted. All who trust in him can be saved for eternity.
For a balanced perspective on the global warming controversy, you need to read our pocket guide on climate change. This fascinating resource is available to you for your donation of any size today. Get our global warming pocket guide when you call toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or through our website, answersoffer.org.